Do it again.
What's up, world? John Shute here with another Anchor podcast. I am in the middle of a marijuana field in Gypsum, Colorado with my client Pod Zero. And I'm with Rob Trotter here. Rob, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
We are out here smelling maybe the most magnificent cannabis plants I've ever seen, smelt in my whole entire life.
Yes, you're right here with Punch Out, which is Panama Punch by Fall of 97. It's a phenomenal plant for us. And you can see all around us, it's nothing but fat colas. Loaded with buds and trichomes, and beyond a phenomenal environment here with 8,200 foot sun, high ultraviolet light, our great water, it really becomes a lot about biology as how the plants actually can become as productive as they are. So we believe we have a huge organic soil compost here, and you know, whether it's the worms or the micro nutrient connectors, mycorrhizae, some of it's all native, some we introduce, but we've created really a phenomenal live. You talk about live, this entire place is alive. Nothing's in a pot, it's in the ground, it's all living, and we understand the biology in order to be able to connect, get the micronutrients and made nutrients, phosphorus, potassium for flowering, into the plants by using, you know, the right biology and creating the right biology.
And you'll say there's no pesticides, no chemicals, 100% organic.
100%. In fact, the entire point, the real definition of organic means derived from living matter. This entire place is alive. So your marijuana is being derived from life itself. It's pure energy here.
And we're at 8,000 feet right now.
We're at 8,200 feet, just a little over that. Yeah, you know, phenomenal ultraviolet light. We're right here getting close to the equinox. So you're at 12 on 12. The plants are in full flower, all budded up. In fact, we've come to the conclusion that growing marijuana is not about growing plants. It's about growing buds, period.
Yep. Leaves, I've never seen buds like these before.
Leaves and sticks and the number of plants you have mean nothing to me. And the size of the plants mean nothing. All that matters is how much bud do you have. And that happens through the nutrients, the organic, the connection between the two.
And you'd say due to how organic the plants are and the nutrients and the conditions they're in, that's why you guys are testing for obscure, crazy cannabinoid and terpene levels.
Correct. In this environment, we've got massive cannabinoid levels. The terpene levels, last year, we tested our terpenes 4 months after our product was dried, and we averaged 2% across the board. We will test everything when it comes in this year, and it'll be even higher. So we know that our flavor, the terpenes are phenomenal. And like fine wine, that's where we're at. We're producing flavor and satisfaction of how does anything taste? Why would you eat it? Why you don't eat it?
Well, on top of that, too, I mean, the terpene and cannabinoid levels help with this kind of full spectrum euphoric feeling.
And, you know, we're not about producing THC. We're about producing cannabinoids.
Yeah.
THC comes along with our plants. I fully believe that the CBG that's in our plants, the THCV, CBC is also here. These are cannabinoids, especially CBG, that's phenomenal for pain and anxiety and so forth. But you have to have the THC to create the entourage. My analogy is that the CBGs like music, and that the THC is the amplifier. So if you really want the music to get louder and you want to really jam with it, you need more amplification. So the entourage effect for pain and anxiety, and you can get tremendous pain relief with our marijuana. I do it personally, and it's there because of the entourage effect. You get the amplification from THC. But we're not about THC necessarily.
Yeah.
We're about cannabinoids and a full spectrum.
Well, when we spoke early on, I think the first time we met was here, And we just spoke about our passion for kind of helping people medicinally, specifically through, you know, the opioid epidemic that's taking place, as we spoke earlier, hundreds of years now, and now currently happening in our country. And you mentioned yourself recently, you got hurt and you were prescribed opiates and used, you know, your flower.
I had rotator cuff surgery 3.5 months ago, ripped the whole thing apart. Of course, it's a very painful surgery and post-surgery, and shoulders are a complicated joint. You know, left the clinic, they gave you Oxycontin, oxycodone, put them in the drawer. I used my flower and dab, and literally I knew from a recreational perspective that I could be in my chair at night and literally the CBG will help, you know, give you a body high. And then you can sit there like a little orb where you feel like your limbs have disappeared. Well, my thought was, will that work after acute pain? And so after the surgery, there was acute pain. And so then I was able to anecdotally by myself personally experiment. And I never used the opioids. I just used my product. And that's one of the phenomenal directions of what we're creating here, is a space for people with chronic pain or people that don't want to go near opioids because they're afraid of addiction, and they should be.
Yeah, obviously.
Because it's awful and it's deadly.
I'd rather be addicted to Pod Zero than...
Well, you don't have to die to get high, and you don't have to die to get rid of pain.
It's true.
You can use a natural product like this.
Because some people get addicted and they just think they're doing the right thing because that's what the doctor's prescribing.
Right, right. But you can say to yourself, I don't need to use that. I personally don't believe that opioids should be handed out for more than 5 or 7 days, and they should never be given out for chronic pain because by default, you're going to create mass addiction. So, you know.
Yeah, no matter what, really.
Yeah. So, you know, the problem was created and now it has to be rectified. We believe we're part of the solution.
Yeah, and that's why we love working with you guys.
Phenomenal organic product that's 100% sustainable, that has everything in it, and then it's delicious. And we're just thrilled because, honestly, this was a dream. And sometimes dreams don't come true. And it's actually probably even better than I ever thought it would be.
Yeah. Yeah, totally, man. You're part of my – you're part making my dreams come true, too, man. We're in it together to help fight this horrible thing happening.
Get the education out there so that people that don't understand cannabis can – finally understand its benefits.
Would you say that you hope to see or kind of plan to see the cannabis industry, even though there's a lot of corporate entities getting involved, you hope and plan to be the forerunner in making the industry more safe and better medicine for people, similar to what you're producing right now?
Absolutely. And and another mission is that Pot Zero is a zero carbon footprint grow.
We didn't even touch on that yet. Right. 100% sustainable.
And actually, we're going to be expanding here because we're under massive demand by the marketplace. We're going to be putting in another hydroelectric turbine to power up our own concentrate lab here. We have that capacity. Once we're there, this project will become hyper-sustainable. And here's what I mean by that. We'll actually produce more power for our peak needs. We'll produce power for our peak needs. But when our peak needs have disappeared, end of the day, or after harvest, and you have all this electricity, we'll be selling that back to the grid because the grid is right nearby here. And we'll be selling all of our excess energy back to the grid. So not only will Pot Zero be 100% sustainable, but we're
going to be helping.
We're going to be hyper-sustainable, meaning we have more power to give back.
I didn't even think it was possible for you guys to be greener.
So we're going to get even greener.
And then
my obsession continues in that the MIPS will be powered 100% green, the concentrate lab. And then we want to deliver 100% green with electric cars powered off of our energy.
And that's kind of your mission, is just constantly be innovating in not only the product, but also the practice.
Yeah. And I think that we just want to kind of stand out there and say, you know, you got all this hyperbole going on about global warming and what to do about it. And I don't care about that white noise because it's all a bunch of political white noise. It means nothing to me. We're kind of like Nike. We're just doing it. And we believe by doing it, we're actually going to be much more profitable. We're going to be much more sustainable.
It's all about the long term. Quality and long term.
Every business should get rid of their energy costs and their tailpipe because they'll have a better model and less cost.
Yeah.
You don't need government to tell you to do it. It's silly.
And just to kind of close things out here, just a kind of little fun fact. We're both Phish fans, both music fans, and a lot of the strains here are named after Phish songs. And would you say that that's maybe due to how the feeling that the strain gives you compared to the songs that they're named after?
Like Exilla is exactly kind of like the Exilla song, which has the great riff and funky beat going, and then it kind of goes into a spooky phase at the end. That's a little bit the way Exilla is. It's kind of cool and funky, and it gets a little spooky at the end. So yeah, we love Phish, we love the band. Hi Trey, you're the best.
we'll tag him in the post. Thanks so much for being on my podcast.
We know that they write songs about the same thing. Global warming, what's doing to our planet.
Yeah, man.
We're just part of the solution, and we're not a problem.
Yeah, no. I think Trey, Mike, Paige, and Fishman be proud of you. So
I think they would too.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast, man.
With the reference to their great song.
I don't see why they would be if they smoked this weed, especially.
Right.
Well, honestly, I've been wanting to have you on my podcast since we've met, so I really appreciate it, and we'll be doing it again sometime soon, and I'll see you tonight, Sensi Night.
You won't see me. You'll see my crew.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, John.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Everyone have a good rest of the week.
Thank you.